came back to Israel.
有的因为受了纳粹的逼迫,
because some suffered in the hands of the Nazis.
那么有的在别的地方受逼迫,
they suffered in other places as well.
所以他们就回到了哪里, 就回到这里。
And where did they return? They returned here.
所以最早的时候呢, 他们就在这里就 settled down, 就在定居了。
So they settled down in this area.
那么他们重新开垦这个地方。
And they started renewing this place.
2000年这个地方已经都没有人住了，都没有人烟了。
2000 years there were no people who lived here.
慢慢慢慢的就变成废墟了。
And it started to become ruins.
所以他们就在这里，在那里，就因为这是最肥的地方了。Because
this is a fertile ground.
所以最后呢，他们就在这里耕耘。那么今天你所看见的，就是他们耕耘的结果。And
so through all the development of the land, now you can see the result today.
歌中之歌的第三首。
The third garden in the Song of Songs,
就是第六章所讲的,
described in chapter 6.
那么你记得苏拉米女下到禾草园去,
do you remember when the Shulamite woman went to the Valley of Nuts?
No, a garden of nuts.
Of the Garden of Nuts.
那么这个禾草园呢, 不要忘记, 那个地方很可能就是这一带。
So that area is probably depicted around, it is probably here.
所以首先我们要问, 在圣经里面,
so we know scripturally that this place is Gennesaret.
就着地理来说,
as to geography.
因为地理几两三千年是不会改变的,
because that doesn't really change between 2,000-3,000 years.
加利利海已经在海平面底下200公尺。
Galilee is already lower 200.
200 meters. 所以你们要多喝水才对。
So you need to actually drink more water.
加利利海是全世界最低的淡水海。
The Sea of Galilee is one the lowest freshwater body, a body of fresh water.
那现在呢，我们就在那个水旁边。
So we are right by the water.
那么我们尤其在这一带。 为什么是最肥沃的一带呢?
Why is this the most fertile area?
有它的原因的。
There's a reason.
第一，你如果出去看，有一个两个悬崖。
There's two cliffs if you go out.
然后有一个刚好有一个悬崖中间有一个山谷。
And then there's a valley.
那个叫做鸽子谷。
That's called the Valley of Doves.
那从鸽子谷底下它有个汉谷，就是 wadi。
So you have a wadi under the valley.
那因为你知道这个，那就是 along the valley， 就在那，因为那个汉谷那就不下雨，它就是干的。And
the wadi is dry when it doesn't rain.
它一下雨就是个河。As
soon as it rains, then you have a river.
所以在整个的这个我们所说的葛尼撒勒。So
if you talk about Gennesaret,
它有三个重要的 wadi.
There are three important wadi.
最北边靠近加百农。The
most northern part is near Capernaum.
中间还有一个,
there's one in the middle.
最南边的就是从鸽子谷那边过来,
and the southern one is along the Valley of Dove.
所以一到了下雨的时候,
so when it rains,
你看见最少有三条溪流就灌溉整个的地方。
So you'll see three different bodies of water flowing.
那因为它又在海平面底下200公尺。
And because it's below the sea level 200 meters,
所以呢，你就开，你一面你发现说它这个就你看见有的植物就可以是亚热带的植物 tropical.
You will see then some animals that are tropical tropical plants.
但是有的呢，但是呢，因为这个地形很特别。
But because the geography is very special,
等一等你就会发现是为什么在加利利这是个最富有的地方。
You'll see why Galilee is the most fertile place.
那我稍微要引用一下这个就是一个历史学家叫 Josephus， 就是约瑟夫给我们的解释。
So I'm going to borrow something that Josephus, the historian, said.
这个第一世纪的时候啊，约瑟夫他就在这个附近。
In the first century, Josephus was in this area.
所以他非常熟悉这一带的故事。
He's very familiar with the story in this area.
所以我要引他一段的话来告诉弟兄姊妹到底这个地方有多肥沃。
So I'm going to borrow some words that he used to describe of how fertile this area is.
那他在他一本书里面就是讲了犹太的战争。
So he had a book talking about the fight, the battles of the Jews.
那他这里面告诉我们说, 他说在这一带啊，在这个带。
He said that in this area.
那就是指说我们刚才所说的，三英里长，1英里宽的这个地方，就是我们现在所在的地方。
This area that we are in, 3 miles long, 1 mile wide.
那么后来这一般住在这里，就是住在我们现在其实住在kibbutz里面。So
we're actually living in a kibbutz.
那么在这个公社里面，你要知道，他们当时在这屯垦的时候，那么整个这个地方就是他们的范围。
So when they were farming the land here, the kibbutz, this was this entire, their entire area.
但是我们先把这个地方稍微解释清楚。
But let's explain this area first.
当然今天和3000年前是不一样的。
Of course, today is very different than 3000
years. 这一带是所罗门园子的地方。
This is an area of the Garden of Solomon.
他有国家的力量可以把这个地方比现在建设的更漂亮，更美丽。
So with the national power that he had, he can build something more beautiful than.
但是今天呢，多多少少能告诉我们，根据这一带的地理，它能够长出什么样的东西，有个什么样的环境，大概我们可以知道。But
we can get an idea of the geography of what can be, what can grow here.
所以我大概的翻译几段，一段给大家听。So
let me translate a portion for you.
他说在这里啊，地这个地肥到一个地步，几乎没有一个植物它能够拒绝生长的。
There is not a plant which its fertile soil refuses to produce.
而且呢，这个种植的人呢，事实上它可以长各种各样的植物。And
its cultivators, in fact, grow every species.
但是你看呢，这个空气啊，环境到一个地步，你各种花样的这个植物都可以成长。The
air is so well tempered that it suits the most opposite variety.
那他举个例子。He
gave an example.
他说，像核桃。That
the walnut.
它这个植物，这个树呢，是只有在冬天、冬寒冷的天气才能长的。It
it is a tree which delights most in the wintry climate.
然后呢，像那个无花果树跟橄榄树。So
the olive tree.
对不起。那么他说像 palm tree， 像那个棕树。
So the palm tree.
都是喜欢干的而且热的天气，对不对？
They thrive on arid and hot.
大家到西奈山去，很多都是松树。And
when you go to Mount Sinai, you'll see a lot of palm.
所以你看，这个两个完全相反的。So
you see the opposite.
这 walnut 核桃是要冷天。The
walnut wants a cold
climate. 那么这个松树要热天。The
palm tree wants the hot climate.
但是呢，这个无花果树跟橄榄树呢，是希望比较温和的天气。But
the figs and the olives require a milder atmosphere.
但它们都长在一起。But
they all grow together.
就是说，你就在一个小小的地方，你好像冬天的、夏天、通通春天都在这里的。But
in a very small area, you'll see the growth of winter, summer, and.
这就是迦南美丽的特点。This
is the beauty of the land of Canaan.
那 Canaan 迦南永远给你一个橱窗，给你一个 window.
Canaan always is will give you a window.
它把所有东西都集中在一个地方，让你一看就看清楚了。
It will have everything piled together, and you will see it clearly.
所以，如果你要知道迦南所有的果子怎么样长，就长一块的，就在这个地方。
So if you want to see all the fruits of the land of Canaan, you can see it here.
他说还有一件很有趣，比方说吧。For
example.
他说在水果里面的果王，就是在以色列地啦，就是 grape 跟 fig， 就是指的葡萄跟无花果树。
So you'll see that the grape and the fig are the kings of fruits here.
在这里能够长10个月。They
can grow here for 10 months.
你看以色列几乎是不可能的。You
know that's impossible in Israel.
以色列最少7个月是干季。You
know that 7 out of the 12 months is dry period.
所以你不大可能有10个月。 你看见吗？你可以看见什么？你可以看见刚才所说的像葡萄或者是无花果树。And
it's all virtually impossible to see that grapes and figs grow for 10 months.
所以，然后他继续讲下去。And
it continues to say.
他这个地方几乎是四季都有的地方。It
says this is something that has all four seasons.
每一季，它几乎都在这里。Each
season you can see here.
冬天的植物说：“这是我的地方。”
The plants in the winter say, this is my place.
夏天的植物说，这是我的地方。
Summer plants say, this is our place.
这都是他们的地方。
It is all their place.
所以以色列 如果有四季的地方的话
If you were to look for all the four seasons in Israel,
就是现在我们所住的地方
It is where we are living.
他问你格尼撒勒是什么地方
And when they ask you, what is Gennesaret?
你要告诉他说我虽然没有时间走遍整个以色列
Even though you can tell them, even though you didn't walk the entire Israel,
但是就在这个地方我一眼能看去的好像所有的植物都可以在这里
But you can see, with one glance, I can see all the plant life.
所以这个就是格尼撒勒。
This is Gennesaret.
果园在哪里呢？是靠近山边。
Where is the garden? It is by the mountain.
现在因为现在为着经济利益的关系。
But because of economic reasons.
所以以色列人他要想我长了什么东西能够卖出去卖的最好的。
People of Israel think what is the best thing that I can create to export?
因为这是最好的地方。
Because this is the best place.
所以你再去看的时候跟所罗门的时候不一样。
So it is a little bit different than the time of Solomon.
所罗门根本看不到这种情景。
Solomon never thought of that.
明天呢我们开始要走一段路然后呢我们要进到果园。
Tomorrow we're going to walk away and then we're going to enter the garden.
你第一眼看着到处是香蕉 banana.
The first thing you're going to see is, oh, you're going to be surrounded by
那所罗门如果今天回来他说我已经找错地方了。
Solomon, if you were to come back today, you would say that's not
你会发现现在长得跟那时候长得不一样。
Everything is very different.
所以不要紧弟兄姊妹你不要觉得难过。
Don't feel sad, brothers.
你要想说这是天气还是那个天气。
The climate is still the same.
环境还是那个环境。
The environment is still the same.
不过那个时候呢
But at that time,
橄榄树
they had
无花果树
fig tree,
还有 walnut, 还有核桃都长在一起。
Walnut tree, all of them grew together.
所以弟兄姊妹这就是三千年前的故事。
That is the story of 3,000 years ago.
好现在我们来看所罗门写一首歌。
So let us see a song of Solomon.
所以我们就进到了歌中之歌就是雅歌。
Let us enter into Song of Songs.
第六章
Let us turn to Song of Songs.
第十一节
Chapter 6.
我下入核桃园要看谷中青绿的植物要看葡萄发芽没有石榴开花没有
Verse 11. I went down to the garden of nuts to see the verdure of the valley to see whether the vine had budded.
不知不觉我的心将我安置在我尊长的车中。
And the pomegranates had bloomed. Before I was even aware, my soul had made me as a chariot of my noble people.
我告诉弟兄姊妹这是歌中之歌里面很不容易懂的一段圣经。
I will tell you, this is one passage in the Song of Songs that is very difficult to understand.
你读尼迪翁的也好读 The Hudson Taylor 所有的解释读到这里尤其讲的我的心将我安置在我尊者尊长的车中。
So especially whether you read Hudson Taylor or Brother Nee's explanation, especially when it comes to my soul had made me as a chariot for my noble people.
那慢慢慢慢的好像大家不大懂得是怎么一回事。
People might not understand what this means.
好那现在我们都知道这么多花园里面有一个园子叫做核桃园。
So we know of all the gardens that we spoke of, there's one garden, the Garden of Nuts.
这个核桃呢是个硬果。
The garden of the nut is a very hard fruit.
而且它是秋果，秋天结的果子。
It is a fruit of the spring.
那么现在呢，这个苏拉米女就进到核桃园去。
So the Shulamite has gone into the garden of nuts.
Josephus 告诉我们。
So Josephus told us.
他告诉我们说呢，最少在他的记录里面告诉我们两个地方有核果园。
In his records.He saw two places with the Garden of Nuts.
一个呢是在耶路撒冷附近。
One is found near Jerusalem.
的确有一个整个的园子，通通是 nut， 通通是核桃的。
There was a garden that was full of nuts.
那这是一个。
That's one.
但你根据这里的描写呢
？But if you were to go according to the description here，
你就发现了还有一个地方。
There's another place.
那个地方才符合这段圣经所形容的。
And it actually fulfills what this description of the Bible says here.
那么很明显的，这个谁呀、啊？这个 Josephus 告诉我们说。
Very clearly, Josephus told us.
他说在到他说你在这个地方，格尼撒勒这个地方。
So in the area of Gennesaret,
你可以看到很多秋果。
You will see a lot of spring fruit.
那不光秋果，而且这些果子呢，可以留得很长。
But these fruits last a long time.
你记不记得主说, 我要叫你们结果子, 而叫你们果子能够长存?
And remember when he said, we want you to be fruitful and we want your fruit to last long?
如果你要看一个果子,而且能果子长存的地方, 就是格尼撒勒这个地方。
If you want to see a last long fruit, you could, it is found here in Gennesaret.
但有趣在哪里呢?
But what's the interesting thing?
他同时,当他收果了,又可以看到葡萄,又可以看到figs.
The interesting thing is not only can you see grapes, you can also see figs.
如果在耶路撒冷的话,
if you're in Jerusalem,
你看到核桃, 你就看不到别的了。
If you see a walnut, you can't see anything else.
你看到别的可能就看不到核桃了。
If you see another fruit, you won't see a walnut.
所以现在你要找一个地方,
you need to find a place.
这个地方就是圣经所形容的第六章所讲的园子。
And this is what the Bible describes the garden here in chapter
那么这个很明显是有果子也有花。
Here we see it has not only fruit, but it also has
能够同时长在一起的,
they can grow together.
所以你看, 我下入核桃园,
so I go down to the garden of God.
我看见核桃表示是秋天的果子。
When I see the nuts, that means it's the spring fruit.
但是,